natural history collections are really time capsules. They preserve evidence of life on Earth. And these collections, birds or bones, stones, butterflies, carry the fingerprints of those who collected them. Their passions, their interests, their hard work are part of what's being stored in display cases or dusty drawers. So when a collection's future is threatened, it gets personal. Irina Jura from WHYY's The Pulse reports on an effort to save one man's cherished work.
In 1962, Neil Douglas accepted a position in the brand new biology department of what is now the University of Louisiana, Monroe. Because the department was new, there were no specimens to work with.
So I began collecting frantically all the fishes and frogs and toads and snakes and lizards and mammals that I could get hold of.
He arrived on campus with a U-Haul full of preserved animals. As he settled into his position, the collection effort focused on fish and turned more systematic.
I had an army of students that pursued their interest and my interest in far as collection of fishes, and we would take collecting trips.
ULM's fish collection grew to be one of the most scientifically important in the region. Scientists have described new fish species from this collection and have used it to evaluate changes in the environment. But Douglas retired, and the collection has spent the past 5 years cramped into an old locker room. It hasn't had a paid curator in years. And then, ULM received some money to renovate the athletic facilities and in early 2017 decided to get rid of the fish. Actually, it decided to get rid of two collections, the fish and the school's massive herbarium, its plant collection.
Competition and making money are foremost in administration of universities' minds. It's got to be.
Thomas Sasek is a biologist at the university and volunteers as a curator for both collections. In their last days at ULM, he navigates through the labyrinth of metal cabinets that house the herbarium to a case marked M. Sasek takes out some folders full of dried magnolia blooms mounted on paper.
This is a favorite one that a lot of people like. It's this grandiflora. It has really big leaves and beautiful flowers.
Magnolia is Louisiana's state flower.
This is from our local parish. So this says backyard of 205 Filial Avenue. I think that's Dr. Thomas's house.
We had just passed a portrait of Dale Thomas, who collected much of the herbarium. His picture was unceremoniously tucked behind some boxes.
There's a lot of stuff from his house.
Sasek wanted the collections to stay close so local students and researchers could use them. He arranged for the fish to go to Tulane University in New Orleans and the herbarium to go to Texas. Both are about 5 hours away. At least, Sasek concedes, they'll be well cared for and available to scientists.
It's just sad to see it go.
They're your experiences captured by plants on paper.
That's Barbara Tears, director of the herbarium at the New York Botanical Garden. She says there's a common narrative to these closings.
Generally, when a key player, a scientist who was really interested in the herbarium and devoted his career to building it, when that person leaves, sometimes they're not replaced with someone with similar research interests, and the herbarium is sent somewhere else.
The fate of a collection often depends on just one key person. But it's also something else, real estate.
It's always a function of the space that the collection occupies.
Hank Bart is the curator of the fish collection at Tulane University, the new home of ULM's fish collection. Tulane's fish are stored at a spacious former U.S. Navy facility, a half hour from campus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is kind of a wow thing.
Fish in jars occupy rows and rows of tall metal shelving. These glass jars full of fish strike me as retro. Like, somehow we've moved beyond this in science, and there isn't a need to preserve these almost Victorian artifacts. And Bart says that's sort of true.
One of the big things that's jeopardizing retaining collection curators, particularly in university campuses, is the change in biology.
Increasingly, biology is focused on studying cells rather than the whole organism. But Bart says you still need the full animal to get DNA, identify species, and understand what you're looking at. He says new hires are often molecular biologists who may disagree with him.
The interest in the collection just really plummets at that point because they've just a whole shift, you know, a change in focus.
Are you concerned when you retire that that might happen?
Yeah, I am. I'm concerned about that. I am.
So Hank Bard is taking steps to make sure the collection is preserved once he's gone, and keeping his fingers crossed that it works. For Here and Now, I'm Irina Zhurov.
And Irina's story comes to us from WHYY's Health and Science show, The Pulse.